This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
Guess what, kids? You've made it. It's the beginning of hour two. This is show 353. This is the 7th of August, 2018. Oh, you know what? It's exactly a month from my 49th birthday.
Mazel tov.
My gosh. Let's just hope we can all get to that blessed day. I think I'll suffer through enough. 30 more days to get there. I think we can do it.
31.
Whatever it is. We're sitting here in Studio C in Central Phoenix, Arizona, where it's a nice, chilly temperature outside. Kat Carlson's here, Doug Wilkie, Al Perkins, I'm Clayton McKee. Glad you're with us. Hi to Jenny and Mama Di, Nero, Joe D. I don't know, was Meow Cal in there somewhere? So many people in the chat room. Thank you all for joining in. If you missed our first hour, well, you can go back and listen on demand at any time, 24-7 on Cube Talk America. But now it's time for headlines. Seth Owen thought his dreams of attending Georgetown University were in jeopardy earlier this year after receiving his financial aid package from the prestigious school. The package had been determined based on the expected contribution of his own family. Now, the family, a religious family, he said, actually drove him out of his house because of his sexual orientation. Seth says, I started to cry because I realized that there was no way that I could go to college. He said, noting that he would have had to have forked over $20,000 for his first year's tuition alone. Well, that's when his former teacher and mentor, Jane Martin, decided to set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for his tuition, hoping to make the impossible possible, Martin said. Her original goal was to raise $20,000, but Owen's heart-wrenching story went viral. News outlets across the country reported on Owen's story, and the fundraising total skyrocketed to nearly $130,000.
Wow.
Then on Friday, NBC News learned that the Georgetown University had decided to offer Owen a full scholarship based on his story.
So now he can offer $130,000 worth of scholarship.
So while the campaign has been ongoing, the professionals at the Office of Student Financial Services have continued to work with me to make my dreams a reality, Owen said. In a statement he sent to NBC News, due to their efforts and attention, they were able to adjust my aid package even further. Wow. My expected contribution is zero. With these new adjustments, I will be able to attend Georgetown University this fall. He said he plans to use the money from the GoFundMe page that was raised to cover his additional personal expenses while at Georgetown and to create scholarships funds for other people. He says, quote, at the moment, I'm in the process of exploring the establishment of a scholarship for LGBTQ scholars who find themselves in the same circumstance that I was in. I'm looking forward to utilizing the resources at Georgetown to help with this effort. I think that's great. He's a cute kid. Here's a, for those of you watching, here's a picture of him. Valedictorian of his class.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And he got, you know, obviously part of his funding. And
he
then
clearly doesn't drink red wine or coffee currently.
And then his family decided because he was gay that, nope, they're just not going to contribute to his life at all. They get him all the way. They get him all the way through. I mean, I don't know. Did he come out the last day of school? I don't know what happened.
At least they didn't kick him out at 14. I mean,
still.
Right, yeah. I know.
Again, if religion was not part of this world,
I know.
It would be a much, much better place.
Imagine there's no heaven. I feel like there's a song there.
So could be. Feel free to write it.
No religion, too.
Yeah.
And you know, that story is wonderful, and the specific scholarship is what I like about that for the LGBT.
Yeah. Because
that's and they're out there. They're hard to find. But anyone who's listening, and I know this is true at ASU, there are some. It's people have done them on small scale. So you know, there's scholarships at every level. So you can get one. You can get them for like $500 or whatever. And so there are actually scholarships like that for LGBT kids, and they don't even know about them because they don't get much publicity. So if you know anybody who's about to go to college, or you have kids, or
applying for every gay scholarship.
Yeah.
Because they're out there, and sometimes it's sad they go unused for lack of
locally. Our Phoenix Pride. Mm-hmm. Every year give out several thousand dollars. In
fantastic.
Fact, at one time it was $40,000. I think they just went through it, and I want to say it was $50,000 or $60,000 every year.
If I remember what he told me correctly, this was the most money they ever had.
It is.
This year was the most money they had to give away.
I just don't recall what it is. But
can I ring a ding on that?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
So they give out money to people who just didn't have the money or didn't have the etiquette to Yeah. There is no etiquette to bell ringing.
When the spirit moves, you're
just ring your bell.
So
an angel gets its wings.
I usually do it when I'm really drunk when we're doing this show.
But it's great that locally, they all year, they not only set aside money from all the other things they do, but that's part of the Mr. and Mrs. Gay Pride competition is they have to raise money, and all of that money goes towards that scholarship.
You know, I think I feel like I have to, well, we can talk later, but I feel like I need to get more involved in that.
Well, there's no time like the present. Start locally, Doug.
Yeah, well, I have the connection to ASU, so we're plugged into, you know, all the kinds of stuff that's up.
And
yeah,
you
exactly.
know Fernelli pretty well.
Seriously. There's so, all right.
Known him a minute.
Kat Carlson.
Yeah. Speaking of education, Oceanside, California school officials have shelved a sex ed program for the district's youngest students. Kindercare, they thought of calling it, but then thought otherwise. after parents complained the material was too graphic and undermined their religious values and promoted, quote, premature sexual interest, experimentation, and engagement. These motherfuckers.
Yeah, again. Imagine there.
The district suspended the program for elementary school students earlier this summer and plans to replace it with a new curriculum. Curriculum?
Curriculum.
Well, stay ignorant of your body. Watch this cartoon.
Called Barbie is Anatomically Correct.
Yeah.
So's Ken.
God.
Damn it. The sex ed curriculum titled Rights, Respect, and Responsibility. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Was adopted by Oceanside Unified School District last year to comply with California's Healthy Youth Act, which took effect.
I mean, if they're teaching them this is mine, you can't touch it. That's fine, too.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
And don't make any pacts to not tell another adult about some adult touching you. Like,
yeah. That's a good place to start out.
Yeah. Yeah.
State law.
Well, that's how most of them get them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
State law requires schools to educate middle and high school students on how to prevent HIV, sexually transmitted infections, and unplanned pregnancies, and to support healthy attitudes about adolescent growth and development, body image, gender, sexual orientation. So California,
funny
like,
smells.
Very, very... so many smells.
Yeah. You're going to need your own bathroom.
I've already banned one child to one side of the house. Like, yeah. You just stay over there for 4 to 6 years.
Until you move out. Just stay there.
You're almost 13. Mm. 7 years will be fine. You just stay right there. let's see. Amid Me Too allegations, sexual identity politics, and social media, educators feel an urgency to address sexual health early on, but they acknowledge the complexity of discussing it in a manner suitable for younger kids. And I'm kind of on board. Like, what do you tell a 5-year-old? That's mine. Don't touch it. Fair enough.
That should get you.
That kind of covered in our
it's
house.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
You can have a pretty sophisticated conversations about sexual behavior with kids at that age, at 5. And I guess it's better to do it that way. They don't grow up with all these like complexes and stigma.
And you want them to be. Yeah, you want them to know their body. This is your body. This is what it does. This is what it's for. Yeah. Like very frank terms.
And they're.
And then they won't
really
get
well.
Have a healthy relationship with alcohol early on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Don't make it taboo.
Yeah.
Don't make it something they have to explore. Something dirty they have to hear from their friends.
Make sure they know that vodka whitens your teeth.
Right, with and just the right amount of baking soda.
And depending on how good you look, you can make
baking
money
soda to
from
taste,
the body,
really.
Right? You teach them that.
That's the after 18, when they're still living in your basement.
Later on.
I don't know
you can sell your body
for part of the curriculum.
Oh, I think you have a stripper pole in the house.
That's freshman year of college. You know, you can make some money off your body and not
live in
the
basement.
You know
that kid that got the full tuition? You might need some help.
Yeah.
There's a scholarship for that.
Yeah. Learn to dance pretty.
Well.
I named you Chandelier for a reason.
I'm feeling like that might be too much, and here's why. Apparently, a kindergarten lesson taught to students... taught them to protect their personal safety and privacy, but also asked them to name and label body parts, including reproductive organs. Uh-huh. And parents thought that was a little much.
Hmm. But you should know the right... I don't get why you don't know the right names for stuff.
Right.
Why are you calling it a hoo-ha?
Right, right.
Right.
Because it's fun to say.
Yeah.
Hoo-ha. I saw... Sorry to promote Vice again,
but... you don't pee out of your actual vagina, so you... I mean...
No,
you,
it's a true story. You sure don't.
You sure don't.
Like, I saw a segment on...
Maybe something's wrong there.
I don't think magnesium's going to help you.
On Vice News. And they talked about like sex ed in, I think it was Denmark. And they just went right into the elementary schools. And it was like kindergarten, first grade. And they just were – it blew me away how amazing it was. They just had the most, you know, just interesting, normal conversations about sex, body parts, sexual behavior with that age group. And they were not like freaking out or traumatized right. or giggling or, you know, or they just – it's – I think it's in that whole presentation.
They
you know,
also don't
whole.
Have fucked up, freaked out, yeah. giggling parents at home.
Exactly.
Isn't
that's yeah. the
Denmark
whole thing.
Where IKEA is based out of?
Sweden.
Oh, Sweden, my bad.
Sweden, yeah.
I was thinking maybe it would come with a nondescript pamphlet and a couple wrenches that you had to put together.
But
or something.
They talked about that approach sex to ed. Like sex, drugs.
IKEA style.
Right.
All of that stuff was just really makes it, it takes all of the stigma out of it.
Yeah.
And if you're, what is that flimsy? Seek Viagra.
Interesting. Not well, magnesium.
You know, not magnesium.
And another
makes it flimsier.
And another thing that...
That muscle ain't working better.
So, I would say back in the day when, you know, children were more on farms and they were around
yeah.
farm animals and
that's
all that.
That's a great...
That
is a great example.
Really
well,
young.
No. Super quick.
No, right. But, I mean, that's just part of your day. You know, there are... The cows breed
yep.
and the chickens, you know, whatever, all the stuff. You just
uh-huh.
learn that, and it's not taboo. It's just, it's a matter of fact.
Yeah, I remember right. a woman on yet another show. All I ever done.
Jesus
whole life
Christ,
is watch
just
shows.
Watching Vice.
No, not, this was no. This was like you, oh. this was like 10 or 12, 10 or
non-Vice endorsement.
Endorsement.
It's
10
time
or 15
for you to go
years
back
ago.
To work, Doug. It's time for you to go back to work.
No, this was no, like 15 kidding. Years ago.
Next week.
This there was a whole thing about sex ed in schools and blah 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 blah. And she piped into this discussion and she said, "Well, I've been, you know, we've been farmers for years in wherever they were." And she said, I love this, how she, I always remember how she said it. She said, and my children know all about reproduction and not in the prurient, disgusting ways. They know about it in the healthy ways because they've grown up on farms
right.
and they know how all of that
oh,
is.
Yeah.
And we've had those conversations and not in some fucked up, you know, leery kind of
dirty
you know,
magazine,
dirty magazine
right,
way.
So right.
That's why you
and
you
I thought that is really cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
And you learn about it in a controlled way mm-hmm. where you know the subject matter and it's mm-hmm. not the dirty talk from the mm-hmm. hall of like, mm-hmm. that's what this is where, you know. And then,
where
you know,
I learned most of my best tricks.
I was just going to say. And like my mom was very frank. You know, she did the nursing thing and very frank with like picture books that they're still in our basement. I don't know why that book is still there.
Because you need it.
But it's a cartoon book.
You might need it someday, Al.
That explains like, sure. like way in too much detail. The childbirth part, like we could have left it sex. I didn't need to watch the embryo develop into a baby. That got a little repetitive. But when I don't know what I'm talking about, but in that park north of San Diego, where the feed and breed part of the zoo. That's literally what
okay.
they call it.
Yeah, yeah,
it's the wildlife park that has. It's where the animals really go to from the San Diego Zoo.
Okay,
they rotate them out and they're in this
so
big
playtime is over there.
Right, right. So they're not always in the small area. They're on display briefly and then they go back to this. And there's a big like open like Serengeti type area and you ride the train around and like the animals that should be mixing together are mixing together kind of stuff. But it's very large. And we were there on a warm day in the winter. I think it was like January. We went on a warm day. Rode the train around, and it was just funny because the lady on the train was like, I just want to tell you, I know there's a lot of kids on here. It's time to tell your kids about the birds and the bees
yeah.
because they're about to watch it.
Right. In five,
yeah.
four,
three.
Here it comes.
There was a giraffe with a boner, like an adolescent mm-hmm. giraffe with a boner that was just
there.
Playing with it.
Oh.
Like right in front.
Well, they got that long neck.
Yeah. And it what a von Stupor he
Handy.
Must have.
Yeah.
The lions were just napping and fucking the entire time. So when they usually like sit you there and like, perhaps they'll come down today. Or they'll
or
lay
not.
Or they'll lay here right in front of
right.
us and fuck like
like lions.
Like lions. Like
lions. And oh my god, it was one of the funny I've never seen outside of YouTube that many animals.
Right.
Breed. And it was just live and in color.
I had one visit to the Phoenix Zoo like that years ago uh-huh. when the kids were small and would still let us take them to the zoo because now apparently it's not cool.
Still have never been to the Phoenix Zoo.
Not
all the years I've lived here.
Nice. When you're 13. Yeah, it's pretty nice. I like it.
Someday I'll go.
Sure. Yeah. You want me to take you to the zoo?
Go to Zoo Lights.
Would you please?
Yeah. Oh, you've been to Zoo Lights, haven't you?
No. Never.
It's a pretty zoo and it's a nice day. It's a nice walk.
Yeah. We'll get there.
I love
in any event, Oceanside, fighting the good fight.
Good
on
there
you.
You go.
Good.
Mr. Wilkie.
All right. So here's something you don't hear about every day. Identical twin sisters recently married identical twin brothers in a joint ceremony in Twinsburg, Ohio.
Oh my gosh.
The ceremony was officiated by identical twin ministers, naturally. The sisters Brittany and Brianna Dean married brothers Josh and Jeremy Salyers at the Twins Day Festival, where the couples met a year ago. The couples first made headlines in February when the brothers proposed to the sisters at the same time. We've done so much in life together. We've gone through so many things, having twin loves of our lives, and to accept their marriage proposal at the same time made it that much more special, Brittany told Good Morning America. We've always known our whole life if we were going to be married that it was going to be with twins, Jeremy Salyer said. Now Brianna tells people that their wedding has really been a fairy tale come true. Marrying twins is something that's very important to us. Even when we were little girls, I can remember being in kindergarten knowing that that is what we saw for ourselves. So
here's a picture of the lovely couple.
Oh, there they are. Right, yeah. they're cute.
I'm freaked out.
Yes, I'm a little. Yeah, it's a little freaky, but it gets weirder.
Got back, like we've had this evil plan since we were children,
right? Well, then here's even more of the evil weirdness. So the brothers said they're very, very close. They have no plans to want to live apart. So the four of them are going to be moving into it's the small house that the brothers are in. I guess it's a 2-bedroom house. I think apartment or house, with both of couples living in there. That's the part that blew. Well, the evil thing was bad, but what do you think of that?
So
that's where that story
stops.
It's
going to be on Dateline in about 5 years.
Right?
Nope.
Identical murder.
When's the last time anybody checked on the welfare of these women?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
No, this is not okay.
I know.
Blink twice if you need help.
Any brothers and sisters living together with their siblings in a small house, mm-hmm. I don't care how genetically similar you are, that's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Just because you two like each other doesn't mean all four of you are going to like each other.
Oh, right. No, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, does everybody get along with their brothers and sisters that well? Maybe it's different with twins.
Oh, not to live with them. No.
Yeah. Not to live.
I mean,
a great nation divides us.
But
I can do one car.
But it was weird because they didn't give a whole lot of information, but it sounded like it was the brothers' relationship that was really dry. Like the girls didn't say, "Well, you know, I think they made it sound like the girls were fine with living in separate houses, and the twin boys were like, nope.
Took them hostage?
Yeah. Well, I kind of got that weird
feeling. I would
understand feeling.
Neighbors.
Is that a well?
Neighbor, like, let's buy adjoining houses.
Now, there you go.
That would be charming.
You should call them.
Or even a cul-de-sac. Yeah. Let's, you know.
But, right.
But you know, with housing prices these days, wait a minute.
Well, they're waiting for the bubble to burst.
We got four more people betting on the bubble to burst.
Right. But
I'm sorry about your home value.
Right.
I'm going to take that one for the team. I feel like the girls need it.
They do. They really do.
The girls need a room of their own.
My goodness.
Weird, huh? That would be a little much.
Uh-uh.
That would be too many adults
in one kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you said it was a tiny house, right?
Well, I think it was like 2 bedrooms, they said.
No, fuck that. No, it needs to be a huge, huge house.
Huge.
Yeah. Huge house. That would be...
Wings.
Literally. Two mm-hmm. different... Even the common areas could be separate. But you might have a common kitchen. That might be okay. A big-ass fucking kitchen.
Right.
But no, I don't...
Like on Dallas.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
That kind of big of a house.
What was the name of that house? South Fork.
South Fork.
How do I remember that?
Why does it seem like you're not even... You're just so far away from your mic. It's just... I don't know why you're...
I'm trying to talk into mine for a change.
You get...
All right, so despite its best efforts, Papa John's is still paying for offensive remarks made by its founder.
Good.
John Schnatter admitted last month to using the N-word on a conference call. He apologized and resigned as Papa John's chairman soon after Forbes published a story about the incident. And the incident is really weird. Please take a moment and look that story up, because it's... odd. It was like some kind of a corporate...
Mm-hmm. It's not what people think.
No, it's very bizarre.
Mm-hmm. It was a training about not being racist.
We're not being racist, and someone encouraged him to start yelling that word at the top.
Surprise!
No, part of the training, if I may, part of the training was about, you know, maybe things not to say at work. Like the N-word, or, you know, they were saying, and then how to get it, and then he just sort of chimed in. He was like, well, you know, like things change over time. Back when Colonel Sanders was there, he used to call people, and he was saying the N-word all the way through. And he was like, you know, like, right? Like, that's what they used to do, and we shouldn't do that now. And then he kept repeating it over and over again. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. It was different than I understood it, too.
Mm-hmm. So at first, you know, I did have to say, I was like, well, it wasn't like he just was initiating it. He was sort of speaking like, I might tell a story like that in the classroom. I might say, well, guess what Colonel Sanders used to say? The chicken plate. I guess I won't be doing that now. But but people were saying
he got
carried away.
Yeah.
So
I mean, he's a pig. Don't get me wrong.
No, right. Yeah. But
other people said
story,
they were uncomfortable. So here we go with the whole I'm uncomfortable.
Right, right.
So,
but even before this story came out,
he's
also
a pig. Right. Yeah. So that was not. We're okay with it. I think.
I'm 100% okay with it.
Even a friendly fire took him down. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, the company said its same store sales in North America fell 10.5% in July and 6.1% in the most recent quarter. Results have been challenged by recent events, the president and CEO of Papa John's said in a statement. Our entire leadership team understands the importance of getting our culture and business improvements right. Shares fell more than 10% after hours. On a call with analysts, Richie said that Papa John's stakeholders agreed with the company to take Schnatter out of the public eye.
Well, and didn't they literally, they took him out of the entire thing, didn't they?
Yeah, he's gone. He's off the board and everything.
Right.
Days after the racial slur scandal broke, Papa John's announced it would remove his image from its marketing materials where he was featured prominently. A special committee of the board of directors will oversee an outside auditor's investigation in Papa John's culture, including the company's existing processes, policies, and systems related to diversity and inclusion. Richie said that Papa John had already made the decision to distance himself from Shatner after he said in November that the NFL protest hurt sales.
Mm-hmm.
So he was already part of the Trump bashing.
Oh, it was horrible.
The war with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's not coming from a happy place.
No.
So Schnatter, who said he regrets resigning from his post as chairman, isn't walking away without a fight. He remains on the board and owns 20% of the company's stock. He has filed a lawsuit against the company requesting to see company documents because of the unexplained and heavy-handed way in which the company has treated him since the publication of a story that falsely accused him of using a racial slur. Papa John's denied his claims. The company said it was saddened and disappointed by the lawsuit, which it called needless and wasteful. And if you're suing a company you owe a third of, aren't you suing yourself for a third?
Yeah.
I don't know how my math is on that.
But I would think in with regards to this story, and I'm not defending him, but I would think you own 20% of the stock of the company. They are going into a self-saving mode. We're going to get you the fuck out, because if you don't want to lose all your fucking money, we're going to get you out of here, and we're going to just figure out how to get out of this and move on. You've still got 20% of your stock, and you're on the board. Shut up.
Right. In a land where Domino's up their game slightly, Pizza Hut's still around, mediocre price point pizza is a competitive market.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't shit where you literally eat.
And then you found out,
get your money
we found
from
out
him.
When he passed away, the guy that owned Little Caesars, what a wonderful person he was from the standpoint of all of the donations he did, all of the fundraising stuff that he did, and all without any fanfare. Nobody knew about it until after he died.
And there's a
philanthropy. That's a
who did I miss?
The guy from Little Caesars.
The guy who
owned
Little Caesars. All the philanthropy.
And so there's one rung. That's another price tier.
He also, if
down.
We want the list of horrors of John Schneider. Remember, someone said to him, if you just raise the price of your pizza 6 cents, and you know, your
the
place
Obamacare
could
thing. That's make, right.
Yeah, and he said, no,
fuck,
I don't care.
Guy.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't want universal health care for 6 cents
a
pizza.
If everybody paid a dime more per pizza,
he could give it to
all of his employees could have health care.
And he said no.
Yeah. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's in this thing you're reading out. They were saying, one of the things is they're like, the company's saying, what do we do with the name?
Right.
Like, it's his name is still on there.
Well, I mean, and then you get to a point where it's just something you say. Like, I have forgotten a long time ago that Colonel Sanders was actually a person.
Yeah, he was.
Or that there was a Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, but now he's played by the drag queen who plays Reba McEntire. So
right, so it's very confusing. So now
it's getting more confusing.
Now I think it's transgendered chicken, well, so I'm so confused.
And I think a lot of people also forgot that it was Kentucky Fried Chicken and not KFC, like they all, you know, everybody's used to it now.
So it is possible to kind of move along.
Right, because to me that's just some old white guy they put, you know what I mean? You
that's
start to forget.
Uh-huh.
He actually started the deal. Right. Yeah. Just like Ray Kroc started McDonald's,
like, I don't know,
he wasn't
nobody knows.
But
that.
He wasn't a he wasn't an advertising
partner.
That's
a good point.
Ronald McDonald
he
became
that. Old McDonald?
No.
And he didn't have a farm.
I thought it went from the farm to the hamburger.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how we get hamburgers.
And you watch the cows. And you watch the cows breeding, and you know about sex. And
that's
then, and then a hamburger comes out.
Yep. Oh, the cow in the
that's
meadow.
What right
that's
there.
What happens when cows mean. Have sex. A hamburger pops
yeah,
out.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. If they're going fast, it's a double.
That's as, that's just
how
as,
do they get the cheese?
Oh, don't ask. That was not a clean cow.
That's a three-way. And a dairy cow comes in.
Yeah. That's a poorly kept woman that makes the cheese.
Add some magnesium to that.
Add some magnesium, yeah. And you can sleep.
Remember the part where you're peeing out your vagina? Same story.
Nope. Well,
I didn't mean to point at you.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm gonna, my hands are right here.
Yep.
I'm going to see both hands.
See
I'm going to just a side note story because she texted me earlier about before I tell my next official story. We were talking last week about the Brady Bunch house.
Oh, yeah.
Out in the California.
Yay. Don't do that. Do your story.
Don't do that?
Yes, do your story.
Then I'll hold that.
No, do that.
And we'll do it later.
Because I won't do it later. Right.
Back to our regularly scheduled story. I'm going to go back to what I was going to say before.
Seems like a good idea.
A van
production meetings.
A van driver in the UK has been fined almost $400 for keeping trash in his vehicle. This, according to police reports, Stuart Gosling was slapped with a fine by council workers after he kept empty potato chip bags, sandwich wrappers, and water bottles and a plastic waste bag in his van, which authorities deemed him to be carrying rubbish without permission. Now, according to him...
Rubbish.
Wait, it's rubbish. I have permission to carry trash in my van?
Wait till you see how ridiculous this story gets. He says, quote, "It's so infuriating. The working class man gets penalized for going to work, basically," said Mr. Stewart, who's 43, and a roofer from Chess Hunt in Hertfordshire.
Roofer.
He says, "I'm not fly tipped," which is a slang in the UK for dumping trash illegally. "I've not left it in someone's garden. It's frustrating the hell out of me. There was just a bag of trash, bottles, and potato chip bags and sandwich wrappers in a plastic bag."
Don't they call them crisps there?
Well, they do call them crisps. "What gets me is the lack of common sense in this whole story. It's a lot of money for one bag of rubbish. He was driving through Chingford in London when he was pulled over by employees of the Waltham Forest Council. I don't know why he was pulled over. They searched his van and deemed that he was transporting waste industrially, even though the bag simply contained remnants of his lunch.
Crisps.
He was given a fine for failure to furnish documentation as a waste carrier. He says, "I got out of the van."
A bored police force.
He says, "I got out of the van and had a look," Stewart said. "They were talking about a plastic bag around 2 feet high, which was filled with rubbish from my lunch." He, the council representative, just said, "You're going to be fined for this." The $390 fine was due to be paid within 2 weeks of the fine being handed down back on May 23rd. Gosling has appealed the fixed penalty notice, but he was rejected. While he could be prosecuted for not paying the fine, he has no intention of paying it. He says, "It seems a bit stiff, to be honest. A warning would have been more understandable." And I, in my opinion, when I'm going to show you the picture in a minute, that's even bullshit. "It just aggravated me," he says. "It should be common sense. I had no idea you needed a waste license. You have to be polite to these people, but it annoyed me." A spokesman for the Waltham Forest Council was clear on the issue, saying, quote, "The waste in this case was being transported in a commercial refuse bag in a trader's vehicle." So I'm guessing it was a work vehicle. "Regardless of what the items are, if waste is being stored in a commercial refuse bag in a trader's van, it is necessary that they have a valid waste carrier's license." Suck it. I mean, that's just bullshit.
Yeah.
"It is widely recognized as best practice for tradesmen to be licensed to avoid legal repercussions in the event that they are required to transport even small quantities of waste." Now, I'm going to show you a picture. Here is him showing the ticket. That's the bag from his lunch that just had all the crap left over from lunch in it. And they decided to give him a little fine for it.
He looks awfully fit for someone who eats that many crisps.
He's a roof. I know.
He's a roofer.
Oh, God bless him.
He's up on the roof. He's doing
They have roofs in England now?
They do. Yeah.
God bless him.
What is he supposed to do with it? What's the solution like?
Well, I guess immediately put it in a trash bin somewhere.
Throw it outside. Throw it on the ground.
But what if he's on the roof?
As long as you're in the same county.
Yeah.
As long as you're in the same county.
I don't know. But then what would you... Okay, let's say you're unpackaging shingles from a rooftop that you just wrote. and you just decided to put all of the packaging from the shingles in your van to take them back to the shop to dispose of them.
He's doing the right thing, yeah.
Wouldn't you still be... But they're saying because it was in a plastic bag.
We're going to have to GoFundMe for this guy.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Total bullshit.
I mean, I'd say I would posit, I would give him praise for not throwing it out. Thank you for not littering our streets with all this shit like everybody else does.
Right.
I'm still concerned for his health.
Yeah.
All those crisps.
Chips.
Check his magnesium
level.
Those
are French fries.
British. They're crisps.
That's just crazy. Anyway.
Oh, speaking of crazy and speaking of roofers.
Okay. I
don't know where we're going with this.
The buyers for the Brady Bunch home. You don't know where we're going with this? No, I stopped you from
saying I was trying to... I tried to feign excitement for your and surprise.
It worked wonderfully.
Didn't work. All right.
And it all went wrong.
Continue on. Carry on. Carry over. Carry on.
Oh, the Brady Bunch home located in Studio City, California has finally revealed the buyer. I'm very sad about this.
Uh-oh.
This is dumb and disappointing. Oh, no. It's HGTV.
She was taking a very different
now
angle
there'll be another
the story
show
were you excited about,
the... about
it? I'm not excited about
Damn.
It.
I'm not, I don't think excitement is the word I was going to use, but continue on.
Oh, well, they announced the purchase during an earnings call for the corporate company that owns HGTV, saying that the network bought the house for a new renovation series that promises to restore the home to its 1970s glory.
Mm. Oh, all right.
But, shag carpeting and wood paneling for
But
everyone.
If you'll recall the pictures I showed,
it was.
It's already there.
It was already
there.
They're
just
going to
clean the carpet? Like, I don't know.
Oh, well, I didn't see the pictures.
Oh, we had them last week.
Well.
All the pictures of the house that were... All original from
Oh, no,
the 70s.
It wasn't the week that I was here.
Well, let me see if I can
find
my... It
must have been 2 weeks
crit.
Ago.
Oh, maybe Doug was sitting right there.
I was.
Let Those faces, aren't they?
I was there when the Brady night happened.
Let's find some
and
pictures.
I think
let me, I'll find the pictures.
Too.
You got.
Well,
you read your story.
They say one of our projects for HGTV will speak to those Brady Bunch fans on a call. You may have heard the house from the iconic series was recently on the market in California. I'm excited to share that HGTV is the winning bidder and will restore the Brady Bunch home back to the 1970s glory, as only HGTV can.
By filming it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm making a show about it.
Now, there was some confusion because former NSYNC superstar and big fat homo Lance Bass.
Bass.
Unrelated to the story.
Show me the lie.
Yeah, show me the lie.
Big fat homo.
Announced last week that the buyers had accepted his bid that was well over their initial asking price of $1.8 million. But then Bass says that the... After the deadline passed, quote, a Hollywood studio came in and outbid him. He got cheated out of his Brady Bunch house.
And also, if I'm not mistaken, they came in and outbid him after bidding had closed.
Right, after the deadline.
So they did a little shell
they
game.
They did a little bidding
bullshit.
War, and then HGTV came in and said, well, how much did this guy pay? Because I'll give you more of that song.
You know what they said to him? They went, bye.
Is that the right group?
Oh, that is the right group.
Right.
Yeah, no,
is that pertinent?
He did really good. That was quite
I stole it from another TV show that did it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fair. Fair.
I would
fair,
have admitted
fair.
It.
Well, as you might expect, Lance is feeling heartbroken, as he announced on Instagram.
Crestfallen.
Mm-hmm. Crestfallen. He says, as many of you have heard, we placed the winning bid on the iconic Brady Bunch house. At least that's what they were told. The next day, due to unforeseen circumstances, that same agent
Money.
Informed us that there's another corporate buyer
mm-hmm.
who wants that house at any
Bastards.
Cost.
At any cost.
Fight the power.
So then
Fight
I'm assuming power. Once it's redone...
Hashtag justice for
so
Lance.
Then,
hashtag give him
So
Peter
then once
Brady,
it's
hashtag.
Redone and they've done all their bullshit, then they'll sell it again. Because what are we going to do? Just leave it as
on,
a...
Light it on fire.
So then
Lance can't have it, nobody
yeah, burn
else.
It, burn it, that
so
fucker
burn it
down.
So Lance
I'm
will have his
Lance.
Chance. Get that thing. Where's the other... Oh, here it is. All right, so Al, for you, just for you, we'll go through these real quickly. So this is... right, there's the picture of the house you recognize, you know, from the deal. Here's the kitchen.
Yeah,
so
they did some stuff there.
In his 70s glory.
That is not the Brady's kitchen.
No, nothing inside the house at all was Brady's.
Right.
They just used
just
it for
outside.
Exterior shots, and nothing
Am
inside.
I new?
Pay attention.
In some ways, yes. So this is, I guess this is how it looks right now, but like, they don't really have to restore it. That's old shit there.
Well, I'm hoping they're going to turn it into the Brady's house.
Yeah, but that kitchen wasn't 70s. That kitchen was like 1987.
Yeah, that's May Day.
I mean, this is just horrible decor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see a little bit of the paneling.
Horrible.
But that carpet's the wrong color. That carpet needs to be either
orange.
Gold
oh, get
or
ready,
rust.
Get ready for this.
Yes.
Look at that horrible.
Yeah, HGTV's got a lot of work to do. And the other thing they need to put in this house, which I don't know if it's possible, what? In this, what I'm guessing is a mid-century modern.
Lance Bass.
That staircase. Like, they got a lot of work to do to restore that to its... First off, the outside, that could be any fucking house. That doesn't look like the Brady's house.
It also
no, it
has...
Does. It totally does.
Well, the outside does.
That, there's an intercom system in it, so you
that
can
That looks very 70s. But go back to that initial house. That's not... And then put the Brady's house up.
Well, stand by. I've got that picture, too.
That is not what the Brady's house looks like.
Yeah, it is.
Let me find...
Except for there's a window in the gable there.
Oh, here, in fact, here's the... There's the Brady house, which the trees have all grown up. The window that you see right below the gable was put there just for that shot. It's not real. Because if you look in...
Wait, what window below the gable?
I can't point to it. Oops, that's not what I want. Yeah, so that...
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'll make this a little bigger for the people. Yeah, so that... The window there is not real. That's just put
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was going to need... I needed the helicopter shot for it to feel Brady-ish.
Gable. Window.
Yeah, so that window is not there. Gable. Trees are grown up. The wall in front was built later... Because they were trying to keep people out of the yard because everybody and their brother would take... It's the second
they got
most...
a lot to do to make this look like the Brady house.
Well, wait, like, did it say
they're
going to
try
the Brady house.
Mm-hmm. They're going to restore it to their 70s glory.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean...
They're going to put
anything would be better than the
fucking carpet
in.
Exactly.
That decor that's in there now.
They're going to put that same couch that everybody had in their basement,
exactly.
The green one, you know what I'm
the
talking
green
about?
One,
you
yes.
Oh, don't forget
yes.
The one with the wagon. Remember the wheel of water? With
yes.
the pastoral picture across three cushions. Remember that shit?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Kind of, yeah.
Everybody had that.
I wasn't a huge Brady Bunch fan, but anyway. But yeah, so yeah, the inside of the house, that was nothing to do with the rest of
well,
it.
I am here as a huge Brady Bunch fan, and I'm saying that did not look... That could have been any mid-century modern. I did not get Brady's from that at all.
Here's what I have to say. Poor Lance.
And
but he still has a chance. When HGTV does whatever they're going to do, he could still buy it then.
He better buy it for a song.
Who wants
it?
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
he won't. No, he won't. Because they're going to milk this. Mm-hmm. They're going to milk this forever, HGTV. It's going to be a whole
fucking season.
Lance.
Move on. They don't deserve you.
Buy another mid-century modern and turn it into the Brady house. I mean, how fucking hard is that?
Maybe.
Or just build your own house from ground up.
No staircase. The thing that made that house so fantastic was that goddamn staircase.
That really was cool.
And that floor plan with the living room and the separate den.
And also the separate room that Greg got because he was the oldest.
Mm. Which you ran out of house by that point. Where was it? Like, how was
there? There's no Jack and Jill bathroom.
Yeah, where was the attic in that motherfucker? Yeah. But the Jack and Jill bathroom, that was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's not part of that house. That was all done for the studio.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So, like, give me something to look at, because outside it doesn't look like it.
I'm not watching the show.
Yeah.
I say that about people, too.
Yeah.
Inside doesn't have anything. Give me something on the outside to look at.
Where's your fancy staircase? That's what I'm always talking
about. Oh, backyard.
Carlton, the grand staircase, yeah. I promise to only be in the front in this relationship.
It's a grand Torino.
It's a grand Torino, Christina.
Oh, good.
You know what? Speaking of Dion,
yes,
Dion Brown,
yes.
Side note, I was very happy to see something. Dion, because of the health of his dog, Mabel Pie, which he lost within this past year, he could never travel. He couldn't go anywhere. In fact, he couldn't even come do our show because every 3 hours or so, he had to medicate the dog. I was very happy to see. I'm sorry for the loss of his dog, but he went to California this weekend.
Oh, good.
And there were pictures of him. He went to one of the cemeteries where, like, Betty Davis and everybody is out there. He went through all the Judy Garland and all that whole shit. But I was just happy to see Dion out doing something because he was no longer tethered to that animal that he had to take care of.
It's another thing we can learn from animals, death.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was just a side note.
Well, we've done the whole circle of life. We have animals.
Well, speaking
breeding
of,
and animal death.
Yeah. Well, hopefully...
And hamburgers.
How to put them in the freezer.
And
how
to
get cheese on it.
In the freezer and the cheese.
Well, hoping not to kill the show. What's your next story there, Douglas?
Oh, are we on me? Okay. Yeah. Well, so this one, Al and I, we both picked this similar one, so we could do this one together, but I have a funny little piece of it. But in a trend worthy of condemnation, condoms. People are apparently trying to stretch their dollars by reusing old condoms.
By stretching their condoms.
It may be thrifty, but it's also dangerous. Very dangerous. That's why the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention felt obliged to be proactive about the proper use of prophylactics. The CDC released a tweet.
Prophylactic use of prophylactics.
Exactly. how meta. The CDC released a tweet last week reminding people not to reuse or rewash their rubbers. It's a great picture, too, Clayton. If you find it.
I'm looking for another picture.
I love the CDC's tweet. This is what I loved about this. We say it because people do it. Don't wash or reuse. Use a fresh one for each sex act. When condoms are properly used, they can prevent pregnancy, reduce the risk of sexually transmitted disease, and protect against other diseases. Okay. So incorrect use, reusing them. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Interesting.
Some people might think soap and water will kill everything. It doesn't. Okay.
So we tell people at the bar.
Here's the funny thing, though. Because
we washed it, it's fine.
We're always waiting to see what the comments are going to be. And it said, whether CDC's warning actually influences people or not remains to be seen, but it has led to a lot of hilarious snark. So person's Twitter name at this moment was, what a stupid time to be alive. Well, what the hell am I supposed to do with all these condoms in the dishwasher now? Brian said, what about using one that someone else has used, or is that not good either?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the third one because
no,
I can't.
Sure.
I just suck everything out of them. Don't even need to wash them.
Okay, thank you, Al. I was not. Oh no, I just screwed up.
No, I'm quoting.
So
it's like using the N-word.
Yeah.
Again, I stopped paying attention for 2 freaking minutes to send a message.
And then look what happened.
Trying to get a shift covered.
So evidently, it was only, according to CDC, it is only about 3% of people that are doing this. But was there another comment? Oh, I lost my...
Oh, yeah. It says, I'm going to start a GoFundMe account so that I can buy all of these people new condoms. Because we really don't want them reproducing.
No kidding. That's
right.
True.
So it was only 3%, but they said they felt compelled. They had to.
I'd like to reflect back to a
statement.
Story that we did a few weeks ago of the squirrel eating out of a condom.
Oh, my God.
So
it was a metaphor for 2017.
The squirrel. Oh, no.
I don't know what he was eating.
I can guess.
Oh, remember the nanny that was like, it's not my job to explain what, because the kids were so excited by what the squirrel was doing. She's like,
where did he buy the balloon?
It's not my job to tell them what that is or what it's for. Nero's sad he doesn't own it. She doesn't own a dishwasher. Thanks, Obama.
Oh, Nero, I can wash my dildo. Good
thanks,
for you.
Thanks, Obama.
And you should. Darling.
And remember,
and should.
Anything's a dildo if you're brave.
Yeah. And Jenny, I thought you said pass phlegm out for free, so the four don't need to reuse.
Pass phlegm out for free.
I threw up a little in my mouth. Thanks, thanks, Obama. Thank you for saying that, Jenny. It's my favorite thing ever.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, it's a little bit nutty.
This feeling inside. Is that a used condom? Oh, I felt something slip. Too much magnesium?
Fully much. Awake. I'm fully awake.
Too much.
Oh my gosh. Do you have any other story?
Good.
Really? You're gonna just twin that story together and you're gonna
we both had it. So.
Okay, well I just don't know if you were gonna add something else that I needed to be prepared for.
I added my two comments.
Okay,
they
gotcha.
Were good.
Oh, I sent
they
this,
were lovely.
Yeah, thanks.
I sent this
commentary.
Story to my cousin today, who was the pilot, because I thought he'd get a kick out of this, because I thought it was kind of interesting. Police say an Arkansas man accused of trying to steal a commercial jet told investigators that he thought piloting the plane would really involve no more than pushing a few buttons and pulling a couple of leathers. Investigators say that 18-year-old it's Devin Scott. We're just going to go with that, because that's his middle name. The first name is really odd.
Spell it.
Z-E-M-A-R-C-U-I-S. Zemarcus? Zemarcus?
Zemarcus.
Devin Scott wanted Devin Scott wanted to fly out of state to a concert when he hopped inside an American Eagle jet in Texarkana Regional Airport.
Are we going to have a conversation about the security at Texarkana's airport?
We're going to get there.
Okay.
The Texarkana Gazette reports Scott was inside the cockpit of the plane when he was arrested early July 4th. He was charged Monday and remained in jail Thursday on commercial burglary and attempted theft of property charges. Envoy Air operates the plane, and the company says that the 44-seat jet was not damaged. Miller County jail records don't list an attorney for Scott, who also lives in Texarkana. An affidavit says police found Scott after responding to reports of a man jumping the fence at the airport. I don't know how high the fences are at the old Texarkana Airport Hair Care and Tire Center.
Yeah. Right, because I'm thinking the Texarkana Airport's not the fanciest of
probably
all these.
Probably not. Probably not. But, yeah, there he was trying to... Oh, you're just going to go to jail. Did you hear the story of the two elderly men that escaped the nursing home to go to a heavy metal concert?
Yes.
I haven't heard the whole story, but I thought that was great. These two old guys conspired. Get the fuck out. We're going to go bang our head at a concert. I don't even know what concert they went to. You might be able to Google that rather quickly and find out, my dear. What's your name? Cat Carlson.
What? Who?
It was elderly men escape a rest home to go to a heavy metal concert. And I don't know how they found them or how they figured out where they went.
They probably came back because you're like, well, now we're homeless.
I don't know.
Rocking out with their cocks out.
Don't know.
I'm not able to.
Maybe when they brought the babes back from the concert to the rest home to, use condoms.
The tennis balls and
go
socks.
Go to there. Oh, I'm having such technology problems today.
Really?
No, did I tell you my phone died for like
Are twins allowed
today?
To reuse condoms?
No, do you not have a charger?
That's how you get
the
twins.
The charger isn't the problem. It was charged. It's awful.
My God, Kat, what's going on?
They didn't
on?
Hear that, but I don't care.
Yeah, literally how you make twins. Reuse condoms.
Oh, yeah. I see. Well, it's the same batter.
So the old guys in Germany that escaped their nursing home.
Oh, it was in Germany. Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking
first,
German people.
German.
Yeah.
Durst. Second. They went to the Wacken Open Air Music Festival.
Seems legit.
To listen to the likes. Where the fuck did my article go? Fuck you, advertisements.
Mine does that all the time, too.
Fuck you, advertisements.
Fucking advertisements. I don't want to see your delicious hamburger and french fries. They went to go headbang to the likes of Danzig, Judas Priest, Cannibal Corpse, and Death by Sorrow.
Nice.
I know two out of four of those, so I feel excited.
Judas Priest has got no rhythm.
It's true.
That's what I always sing in that part of the song.
And why not?
Yeah. Danzig, the only thing I know about them is that one song, Mother, that played all the time, like 25 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Glad I missed that.
Tell your children not to walk my way.
Have we talked?
He was all shirtless and muscly. I don't know.
Maybe it was the entertainment. We'll talk about it. I don't know. Did we already talk about the new Queen movie? Did we do that last week? Seems like
we did not.
I wasn't listening. They're really hitting that pretty hard. They're really like pushing that hard.
Well, you see a lot more movies. I figured you've seen a lot more trailers in the theater.
Yeah, and today we actually just planned to get to the movie like 20 minutes late because I've seen so many movies in the last 3 weeks. And I'm like, I can't sit through those same four trailers again.
Right.
But the Queen one looks really good. I mean, it's a trailer. They don't really give you any idea of like how the story's going to go, but.
You know that movie one that you were both on, movie, the M4?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They played it, and someone brought something up, and I thought, oh, that's interesting, that it looks from the trailer like they went more gloss than grit, and like, I want the edgy, like, gritty, real story.
But right.
They think they went, and I like that term, like, more gloss than, like, it's going to be the shinier version, but maybe that's more marketable.
Right, and that might be how there's, you know... One of my favorite things about the trailer for Chicago, the movie, there was no singing in that trailer.
Yeah.
They did not advertise that as a musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that surprised some people when they got there.
Yeah. And they pushed it.
They had it coming.
Yeah.
Very good.
I knew
very
that was going to happen at some point.
So I'd like to bring that up. Like how they present something is not always what you get. And Chicago being the main one, that they never, not one person hummed a note in that trailer.
Just a story about
But it had the drum roll and everything, and it was obviously to a beat, but there was no one singing. You would never know that was a musical.
I never thought that.
And I thought it was a very odd choice.
Hmm. Well, we've learned that.
I mean, it worked. It made a lot of money. Yeah. Won Best Picture.
Oh yeah,
and holds up beautifully. By the way, another movie I've seen again recently that I'm like, holy shit, that motherfucker's well made. Like. That is tight, tight filmmaking.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while. I should probably watch that again. All right, here we go, Alfie.
I don't have a lot. We'll be out of here fast. I have two new obsessions. One on Netflix, one that's really hard to find, but I found it, and I'm going to talk about it for the second week in a row. Because I'm still obsessed with it. A really good movie I saw with someone from Hamilton. Was very good. And I'm going to defend the indefensible. So,
and we had a celebrity dentist this week.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that.
I was almost home.
I was almost home.
Almost home. Almost home.
She's home now.
All right. Hour three is coming up. It's going to kick off with Al Perkins and Entertainment coming up in just seconds right here on Q-Talk.
Hey, girl. You okay?
You're listening to Q-Talk America.